Welcome to, what are we doing here, Janita? Lunch with Frank, no, lunch with Janita and Frank, and it is the 25th of, 22nd of July. I'm totally going
July.
May.
Oh, wow, July, May, June. Right. We are in May, 22nd of May.
Time travelers.
Right. I'm just going to shut up.
Okay, let's try that again. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2025. And today we are going to talk about leaving home and the start of independence. Okay, so I want you to think back to the time that you left home. And this is a topic that Clea chose with regards to her future plans of leaving home. And some of us might have some funny stories, some strange stories, or even normal things that we did, from starting with our first dish, cooking our first dish, to chores that we hate, but we have to do them. Mine is laundry, by the way.
I've never guessed. Hello, Rose. every Friday I get this update on Cinderella and the laundry.
Yes, Friday is my Cinderella days. Then I clean and do the laundry and whatever else.
Okay, I think
so. Rosie, cheerfully.
If you pretend to be Cinderella, it is cheerful because in the afternoon you turn into a princess.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting. Friday afternoon, yes. Princess Janita. Okay. Your Majesty, may you continue, please?
Yes, sure. Hello, Rosie. How are you today?
No. Hello, hello, Janita. Morning, morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Morning, and Rose. I'm okay.
Morning.
Hello.
Okay. Okay. Right. Let's rock and roll.
Roll. So, leaving home and the start of independence. So, think back to the time when you left your home for the first time. Clea, planning to leave your home. Maybe you can learn something today, some useful tips or things that you can use. Okay. So, there's a few questions. And these questions, if I can just get our faces out of the way. There we go. So, how old were you when you first left your parents' home? What was the first meal you have ever cooked by yourself? Did you take anything strange or funny from your parents' house, like maybe a childhood blanket or a toy, maybe raided your mom's kitchen for some utensils? Did you ever forget to pay a bill or to do the laundry? And then have you ever called your parents just to ask how to boil an egg or to fix something? So there's quite a few questions. We will give everyone a chance to answer them about your first time leaving home. And I'm going to ask Monica, let's start with you.
Oh, okay. Hi. I left home when I was 21. I had finished my 3 years of nursing training and I moved down to Tasmania, which is an island. South of Australia, it still belongs to Australia, but I moved down there. And so I moved down there in December and got my first job on New Year's Eve a few days later, my first proper job as a registered nurse. And then fortunately I came home a few weeks later to visit my dad. My mum was down helping me set up, and we went to Schützenfest in Adelaide, which is a German festival. And my dad bumped into a lot of friends he'd known for many years. And oh, then I went back to Tassie, where my mum was still holding the fort for me. And I remember on Australia Day, I'd never crashed your car on a public holiday. I dropped her off at the airport and crashed. And then, of course, we didn't tell my dad. No, we didn't tell my mum. My mother was Hungarian and very strict. But we told my dad I needed a new car. And so he was pretty cool about it. And mum found out by accident that I'd written my car off after dropping her at the airport. And luckily I'd gone back, but then a few weeks later, my dad died in his sleep. So at least he got to have, you know, catching up with all those people he hadn't seen for years at Schützenfest, because it's like an annual German festival here. And like Greeks have got one too, and a few of the other nationalities. So yeah, it was good. So yeah, no, Tassie is a bit, and trouble is it's an island, so you have to fly to Melbourne and then Adelaide. So you have to sort of catch two planes to get home. Now there's some direct flights, but yeah, so no, it was an adventure, and I stuck it out for 3 years, and then I came home. But no, it was an adventure. I had lots of outdoorsy things to do there, and it was fun. But yeah, and I was 21 before I left home permanently. I'd gone on a few placements for nursing in the country, but no, that was it.
Can you remember what was the first thing that you ever cooked by yourself?
No, I can't remember what the first thing I ever cooked when I left. God, it seems so long ago. 37 years ago, but no idea. But yeah, it was a bit exciting living away from home and setting up a unit with, you know, your own furniture and things. So that was a bit exciting. But yeah, and that was fun. And I learnt a lot.
And have you ever forgotten to pay a bill or to do the laundry?
No. Most times I've sort of, especially laundry, you see it there and it reminds you have to do it. But yeah, no, most of the time I've been pretty good. So no, that was it. But I was pretty independent before I left. Luckily, I was an only child and dad had no gender role, so I got to do all fun things. So no, it was good.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so apart from a funny story, but also something that you will always remember. Okay, let's see. Bruce, tell us about your first time leaving home.
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. Perfectly.
Yeah. I left home to go to university at 19. Because I was born and brought up in Guernsey in the Channel Islands. I don't think I cooked my first meal. I don't remember cooking my first meal until I got a place of my own, which was about 8 years later. It was likely to be scrambled eggs. Which is about the only thing I can cook now. I didn't really take anything that I can remember. I didn't forget to pay any bills or laundry. And I never called my parents to ask how to do anything. And I might say, really, if I don't even remember them calling me to ask me how I was getting on.
Shame. So they left you to live your life.
I think they must have had a strange confidence that somehow it was.
Did you have any siblings, Bruce?
Yes, I was the eldest, and they my younger brother left home sometime later, and my sister stayed on the island.
So was there any difference in treatment between you and your brother? Did your parents sort of worry about him a little more than they worried about you?
I think they probably worried about me more than they worried about him.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was to do with being, I mean, I was born and brought up during the German occupation of the Channel Islands. And I don't know whether it was that or my mother, but I was I developed a considerable lack of respect for authority. It wasn't probably what she intended, but I've never been very good at working in organizations, although I've spent quite a bit of time in them.
Just out of curiosity, because when I was living in the UK, I went across to Guernsey for a day for a job interview. And I, at the time before I went, I sort of had made my mind up to it that if I was going to be offered the job, I would take it.
What
And then
was
I was in the hotel business at the time, so this was in the late 1980s. And I went for the job interview. I was given the job. And then I got back to London, and I then declined the job because I missed the city lights and the brightness and the buzz of London. Guernsey was just that little bit too quiet for me. What was it like for you moving from Guernsey to, let's call it, the mainland for
Well,
winter?
London it was. Oh, no,
Yes.
actually, I moved to Birmingham to start with, but that's a long story, so I won't go into that for a couple of weeks and then came to London and got into things quite actively, perhaps too actively, because there's so much going on in London that universities often don't have a chance to get people too involved because there's so much else. And this was the 60s.
Oh, the swinging, the time when London was a really up and coming, buzzing city.
Well, I don't remember a lot of that, but I remember more of the politics, which was the demonstrations against
Patients.
Vietnam and the changes in from conservative to labor and those sort of things.
Yes.
But just as a point which is following on from what you said about your job, years ago, in the 70s, I got offered a job at the World Bank and they flew me to Washington to meet them for an introduction. And when I had exactly the same effect as you had, I didn't feel part of the community at all. And when I got back, I turned the job down.
It's amazing how you sort of focus on think, oh, this is like the best opportunity I'm going to get for a long time, and I'm going to invest everything in it. And then if the environment doesn't fit, everything
And it's the
else.
personal contacts. I would strongly recommend that if people are employing people who are moving, to make sure that they do help them with developing close personal contacts very quickly, instantly.
Lesson number one for clear.
Yes. Make friends fast.
There's so much going on at the university. The problem is to choose what it is you really want to get involved in. And in a way, trying to not get involved in too much, which I think is one of my life failings.
Okay. I'm
But
already almost involved in the Korean Society Committee.
there we are.
It's not official, but it's about to happen.
And you haven't you're still stuck in Seoul, and you're already
Yeah.
this is modern technology. You are already integrating into university life up in Edinburgh.
And sorry, just one very quick thing. And for what it's worth, the universities are going to have unbelievable challenges and are going to be radically changed in the next 5 years because of all this new technology.
It's happening already. It's happening already. Okay, Janita.
Okay, let's hear from Natalie. Tell us about the first time you left your parents' home.
I was 18 when I leave my parents' home, so I was very young, just after the high school, and it was very special because it was not immediately for professional job. It was first for formation.
Training, right. First training.
Yes, it was training. So how to tell that? I no need to cook because it was all include. I was sleeping in that formation. I was eating in that formation, just for my clothes. I have to wash in the laundry, so every or each weekend, I was to the laundry to wash it. It's not difficult to wash, because it is the machine who watch for me. So I didn't ask anything concerning the laundry to my parents. And I didn't forget to pay the bill, because I go there with, I think, an important item. It was a calculatrice.
Calculator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, calculator from home, because my parents and grandparents learned me to be careful with the money and to calculate each month how many I spent. And so the calculator was essential. We didn't have at this time, we didn't have a mobile phone, so
yes.
Yeah. What else? Yes, what I take from my house, it was, how do you call that? A soft toy.
Yes.
A soft toy, yeah. And the radio, no mobile phone. So the radio was very, very important.
Yes.
Even not only for news, but only for the music. It was very important. But also I take a painting by my grandfather, a small painting of my grandfather, and a saucepan by my grandmother. Saucepan, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I didn't cook a lot, but it was, I was young. I didn't know how to cook. So it was easy meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like pasta, the pasta, but
yes.
Yeah, pasta,
yes,
spaghetti.
Pasta.
Okay. And, I don't call a lot of time my parents, because at this time, in 90s, there was no mobile phone, and I must go in a telecabin, you know, and bought a telephone card, and it was very, very expensive. So I don't call a lot my parents, but the principle was no news, it's okay.
No news is good news.
Yeah, not news is good news. I search. Okay.
Unless you're dead.
Good news. So, no problem. Yeah. And no, I think the difficulty was not when I was far. The difficulty was when I come back and I must to leave another time. The fact to return at home and to leave again was very difficult. The separation
yes.
was very difficult, and I cried. But after that, when I was in my training and in my new job, it was okay.
Okay. So I was thinking about, can you remember the first meal that you cooked after that? After you left, can you remember any meals that you cooked first?
No, really, I don't remember, because it was only very fast. You know, not here in Korea, you are ramen. Ramen, it's a pasta.
Yes.
aquatic Korean pasta. You just have to put some hot water on,
Yes.
and it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of my life, it was that. Just hot water on the pasta or soup, but with hot water, you know,
Yes.
aside. Or what else? Or boîte de conserve. Ah, conserve.
Oh, tins, yeah, food in tins. Open a tin and put it in a pot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
De conserve. Tin, yeah, tin can.
Tin can,
Just
yeah.
open, put on the and out, and it was enough. I
Okay.
cook very late in my
Yes.
life, very,
Okay.
very late.
Or learn to cook later in
Yeah,
life.
I learn cooking later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Rosie, tell us about your first time leaving home. What did you do? What did you take? What did you cook by yourself?
Okay. I've never left my parents' home because I lost my mom when I was 12 years old. And then my father taught me to cook. And one year later, he remarried, and then I need to live with my older sister and with my other sisters. And I think it's like a left home, right? Left parents' home, because I lost my mom, and then 1 year later, my father remarried. He married, yes. He got
Remarried,
married,
yes.
yeah.
He married, and then me and my other three sisters live together, and we need to do the laundry, to clean the house, to cook, and but my father taught me to cook, and I was 12 years old. All my sister worked, and I needed to take care of my home, to clean the house, do the laundry, wash clothes. And I remember when I do the laundry, we didn't have
Washing
washing
machine?
machine. Yes, washing
Mm.
machine. And I washed clothes by hand. I remember like today. But I think I don't remember exactly. Maybe 2 or 3 years later, my older sister bought one. And when the washing machine got at my home, and I need to learn how to use, and oh my God, it's really, really good, this washing machine. Now I don't need to wash by hand. And cook it, clean my home.
Was your father a good cook?
Yeah, my father, oh, he's so cute. He used to cook. I don't know in English this word, but it's a little cake. But I remember like today, so good.
A cupcake? A cupcake?
No, the like donut.
Donut.
Yeah, but not with
Not
I
with
don't know.
jam, not with jam.
Yes, oh my God. Not with filling inside.
Yeah.
No, but It's really, really delicious. And I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I'm sure nobody nobody makes a donut like my father. No, nobody. And he died too. 8 years ago, he died. He was 80 years old when he died. But I remember like today he teaching me how to cook, not this donut, but rice, beans, meat, beef. He taught me how to
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yes. Yes.
And did you ever have to phone your sisters to ask them how to do something, like how to do the washing or how to cook something for dinner? Did you ever phone your sisters?
Sorry.
Did you ever phone your sisters, one of your sisters, to ask them how to do something, how to fix something or how to cook something?
My sisters, if she, no, no, only my dad taught me how to cook and how to do
To
everything.
do everything.
You
Okay.
see, you see, Bruce, we can do these things. Women never believe us, but Bruce, this is testimony that men are capable of cooking and everything else.
Yes.
Because we are the only two males in this group here today. We have
You
to.
have to
We have.
empower yourself as well.
But you at the risk of going off on a tangent, you also have to have a partner that's willing to let you into the kitchen because they have perfectionist standards and you have experimental standards.
That opens actually another really interesting discussion point. Yes. So I take it you were not allowed in the kitchen, yeah?
Well, in recent years,
In recent years, okay. And
if you have, obviously, if you're the only one, you can allow yourself into it.
fair enough. But judging by Janita's reaction, the kitchen is her domain, and would all other members of the household please remain outside? That.
We take turns.
We
We
take
take
to
turns.
a
Yes.
diplomatic a diplomatic solution has been found, yeah.
Yes.
But the standard of cleanliness is can be very different, and that's a challenge.
Yes, especially if you're married to an hotel inspector.
Okay. So, Frank, I remember you were very, very excited to talk about the first time you left your parents' home.
I
So
wasn't.
you were.
What gave you that idea?
I can't remember your exact words, but you said something like it was the best day of your life.
Ah, yes, that is true. That is
Yes.
true. Well, the story of that goes actually precedes goes back 3 years. So when I left Australia on the 8th of September 1979, I spent 2.5 months in the United States, and I had complete freedom. I was 18. I had complete freedom within the group that I was traveling with, to do what I wanted, when I wanted, how I wanted, with whom I wanted. I just had total freedom. And then you go home again because the education system in one country is not accepted in another country, and you have to readapt to very strict home life. In the course of this, I met my first serious girlfriend, and life at home became, in a word, very, 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 very intolerable. So, And my father, to this day, I will never forget this. My father coined the phrase that democracy has no place at home, and as long as you live under my roof, you will do as I am told, as I tell you to. Yeah. So I finally escaped from this loving prison at the age of 21. And everybody in the family, my parents and I, we were all delighted by this. Yeah. yeah, it was the best day of my life. Or, well, not quite. There were other days, but at that time, it was the best day of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the first thing you cooked by yourself? Can you remember?
No, I cannot. But the sheer logic of it all is so I went, I moved 200 kilometers further away to a town in Germany called Heidelberg. I started, so my first life was in the hotel industry. I started a hotel apprenticeship. And I actually lived in some hotel quarters for a first couple of weeks. Then when I moved out of those, I probably would have cooked porridge for breakfast.
Okay.
But the variation of porridge that my parents taught me, which was boiled milk, add the oats, put boiled milk and sugar, add the oats, bring to a boil, and then eat. Yeah, so nothing with water or the way the English do it. Yeah, so probably porridge. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And did you take anything from home? Or did you leave everything behind to start your new exciting life?
I actually left everything behind, but when I had my own digs, I then drove back to my parents' house and cleared my room, lock, stock, and barrel, put everything into a little mini van, and then took that and fled.
Okay. Yeah. So, did you ever forget to pay any bills or do the laundry? Or did you ask the girlfriend to do that?
No, the girlfriend was south of Heidelberg in Stuttgart. So so that laundry scenario wasn't possible. We had to, I actually can't remember if we must have had a washing machine. So I was living in this old converted ex-hotel, and we each had sort of a single room. Pay the bills. Well, there weren't really any bills to pay except for the rent, and that was debited automatically. Just like with Natalie, if I wanted to speak with my girlfriend, there was a phone booth on the other side of the railway line, and I'd collect the coins necessary, and we would then tell us how fantastically we liked each other. Yeah, so no, everything was paid for, basically, I think. I was going back a couple of years.
Okay.
And no.
Did you ever phone home to ask them how to boil an egg or how to cook something, how to fix something? Well,
do you ask the prison authorities for advice? No.
No.
So I was away, and it took a very long time for me to go back home, because instead of going to my parents' house, I would go down to my girlfriend's house, or she would come up to my place. Yeah. So that was the line of communication. So if I needed advice, I think I asked her and not my parents. Yeah, because she was also a little bit older than I am, or was at the time.
Anyway. Okay.
So, throwing the ball back into your court, Janita, tell us about your first steps into independence.
I actually only moved out, like really, really moved out and moved away from my parents when I was 30. So 5 years ago. But before that, we lived on a farm, and there were two houses. So my parents lived in the one house and I moved into the other house. So I was independent, cooking for myself, doing my own laundry, cleaning. But my mom was just, let's say, across the fence. She was just on the other side of the fence. The same with my dad. So if I needed something, they were close by. And then they sold the farm and they moved into a small village, but also in the same town that we are still in. And there was a granny flat. So I lived in the granny flat. I also had my own kitchen, bedroom, two bedrooms actually, living room and a small bathroom. And I was still independent. I could come and go as I wanted. And at that time, I didn't really cook dinner for myself. I would have dinner with my parents, only the three of us. So for both of us to use electricity to cook and feed ourselves was unnecessary. So when I left and I wasn't going to be home for dinner, I just told them, I'm not going to have dinner here. I'll find my way. That was the only rule. Just tell us if you are not going to eat dinner here. But
Interesting.
other than that, I had a lot of freedom, actually.
So you spoke about the farm. What farm was it?
It was more like a small holding, but we had lots of different kinds of animals. Eggs, didn't really plant anything. We had fruit trees, a lot of fruit trees, but cattle, sheep, pigs, chickens. There were some geese as well. I hated them.
So did you actually use the animals that you kept? Did you put them into the food cycle for yourselves,
Some,
or
yes, some,
yeah?
yes.
Okay.
But and sometimes we would sell them, especially the pigs. So when we have a lot of baby pigs, we'll feed them until they reach a certain size, and then we would sell them, or they would be slaughtered and then sold. The same with chickens. We had a lot of chickens as well, and the eggs. We would keep the eggs, but also sell eggs, and then milk. We produced our own milk, or had we didn't produce them. The cows did, but we had our own milk. Yes.
Good life on the farm, yeah.
Yes, hard work, but good.
Yeah. So you were the farm hand, or did you have people that assisted you, or was it just?
That was another complicated situation. They, let's just say the farm hands were very lazy. So we would get one, he would work for maybe 1 month. When he gets his money, he disappears. Then we have to find another. So at the end of the day, it was between me, my mom, and my sister to take care of the animals because my dad worked at that time, not from home. He had to go to the office every day. So he left at just before 5 a.m. in the mornings, and then he would return at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So he didn't really have time. So in between, it was me, my mom, and my sister, and sometimes a farmhand.
When available and motivated,
Oh,
yeah.
yes, when they
Yeah.
didn't run away.
So what was it like to move from a rural life to a more urban life? That must have been actually quite challenging.
So in the beginning, I didn't like it very much, but as the years went by, I actually grew used to it. And now there's some things of the farm that I miss because I used to wake up in the mornings and I would see the mountains and the sun rising over the mountains, where now I just see the sunrise there somewhere between the trees, but I know it's there. So that is some things that I miss, and also the quiet. You don't hear cars, you don't hear people. So that is something that I do miss. But being in the town now at the moment is also more convenient. It took some getting used to, but there's like safety issues and all kinds of reasons why we actually sold it. Yes.
All right.
Okay, so let's move on to Clea. What do you expect when you are going to leave your parents' home?
Well, like, first of all, I tend to say that I already left home because my childhood home was in France. And so the day I left, I think it was a very big day And this big day will not, I mean, living my parents will not be as big as this day. Because I lived France, I lived my home, I left, sorry, what did I say? I left my best friends, my neighbors, my dog, I left everyone. So, like, Korea, I will not even leave Korea forever because I will go back to like help my parents move out in like next July, July 2026. So it's very different. Yeah, so that's why I said I think I already left home because I mean for me I really feel this way. I left like my little small village for like a big city, living in an apartment. But what will change will be the fact that I will need to make my laundry, clean my room. I mean, clean my room. Sometimes I do it, but like do all these things. Yeah.
Yes. And do you have to cook when you move out?
Yeah, I think so. Not every day, maybe it depends. Like, I don't have my schedule yet, but I think yes, I will need at
Is
least evenings and breakfast, dinner, breakfast. Yeah.
And is there something that you can cook? Do you know how to cook?
I'm trying. I'm starting to learn, but I really like cooking. I think it's like a therapy. It's like it's really like you put little like jazz or something and you cook, it's very therapeutic. So last time I did my first salmon tagliatelle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it the picture you posted on Instagram?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
it was my first time. So and it was very good. So I think now with YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, we have lots of like platforms to get inspired and to like cook and yeah. So
Okay. So, is there something that you will take with you? Something strange or something funny, a blanket or a toy?
all the other pictures there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because in Korea we have a photo booth. So like it's I have everywhere like it's like this. So it's like 3,000 won. It's very cheap. It's like 1 euro. And every time you hang out with your friends, it's very easy to do. And so I have lots of them. I will need to like to choose which one, but yeah. It's like a lot of memories. So
Yes.
lots of memory. Yeah.
Okay. And then do you think you will call your parents often to ask them how to do something, how to fix something, or how to boil an egg?
Because I've been in student accommodation, like with the service and like things like that, I don't think so, but I will call my mom, I think, every day to like just talk and stuff like that. Like now with Faith School, like Faith School, yeah, Faith School and stuff, it's very easy to get in, like stay in touch and like, yeah, so it's, I think that's what I will do.
Okay, and are you excited?
Yeah, really. Because all of my, I mean, all of my, not all of them, but a majority of my friends, they left home already and they are studying. And so I really can't wait to experience it. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Can I just chuck in a question? So,
Yes.
Bruce, do you because I actually overlooked to answering an email you sent me. So Cleo will start at the University of Edinburgh in September of this year, and she will study international relations. You, as a member of the British Isles, any cultural advice you would like to give Cleo on living in England/Scotland? Because the two are very different, I know that. But any sort of one-word cultural advice that you would like to give Cleo from your perspective?
I put it in the chat to her directly, but Scotland can be very cold in the winter. But Edinburgh is quite a... Edinburgh University is a very, very good university, and they should look after you very well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it looks like it. But I think Korea is colder. So we have minus 20 in winter. But I think the rain and, like, it's not very sunny by what I hear, so I think that will be a shock, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
And the only other thing, of course, when you're in Scotland, try to find time to see Scotland, because it's an amazing place.
Yes, eat haggis and drink whiskey.
Well, be careful.
Find the unicorns
and find the Loch Ness monster and the Loch Ness monster
as well. Yes. Okay, so let's do a quick Fruit Loopy question. If your fridge had only three things when you lived alone, what were they? Okay, so name the three things that your fridge had. I will start. Mine was cheese. I love cheese. Ooh. It was soda. I always had soda. And the other thing was eggs. I always had eggs, obviously, because I lived on the farm and it was easy to cook. So eggs, cheese, and soda. Those were my three things. Monica, what was your three things?
Probably fairly similar, but milk for coffee and cereal. Oh, yes. And probably cheese and eggs too, but yeah, or maybe a bit of ham, but yeah, but hopefully more than three in there, but they were the staples.
Yes, ham as well, but I only bought ham from time to time, and milk, definitely milk for coffee. I forgot about the milk.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruce, what was the three things you always had in the fridge?
I think probably milk and white wine and mildew.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. I only had wine from time to time, not all the time, depending on the salary. Okay. Natalie, what was the three things you always kept in the fridge when you lived alone?
Fridge, cheese, of course, because I'm French, so cheese is the first, butter, and milk also.
Okay. Okay, cheese, butter, and milk.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Rosie, what was the three things you always had in your fridge?
Like you, cheese. I love cheese, eggs, and milk.
Okay. Frank, three things that you always had in your fridge when you lived alone.
Difficult to say, but probably, okay, milk and, I think these are all standard, aren't they? Milk, butter, eggs, they sort of go with the basics. I would probably have had cold cuts, so ham, salami, these sort of things, because that's what we had at home for dinner quite often, cold cuts. Probably something sweet. Chocolate or
chocolate.
Voila.
because you didn't have a lot of bills to pay, you can actually afford the chocolates.
Well, an apprentice salary was not much to live on. So basically, I could afford the. I think the train tickets to my girlfriends were actually more important than anything else. there always had to be money for that. Yeah, no matter what.
Yes.
And my parents paid the rent, so that was no problem. But you know, as an apprentice, you don't earn much money, but you work your, you know, you work a lot.
Your
But I
fingers to the
think,
bone.
yes, that's a good word. And of course, we had the great advantage that we were fed by the hotel, so there wasn't so you know, breakfast was taken care of, maybe if you did an early shift, or lunch and dinner or something like that. So the fridge tended to be reasonably well stocked, but not necessarily because you had a separate food supply.
Okay. We're clear. What is the three things that you will always keep in the fridge?
Yeah, milk. I don't really drink milk on like daily basis, but I would say like cheese, like the like creamy cheese, like in French we have a brand called Tartare. So it's like a white cheese, creamy cheese with
Cottage,
spices, cottage.
Black cheese bread,
yeah,
Yeah.
something like that in Germany.
Because it's very easy to like an if one evening you're just too tired to like cook or do something, you just, I don't know, toast and creamy cheese and that's it. Yeah.
Okay. One more thing: milk, cream cheese, something.
Eggs. Yeah, I'm not very unique, but
Anything Korean, maybe, that you will.
yeah, of course, kimchi. I said I really like kimchi and it's very good for your gut. So I think yeah, kimchi. I will try to find like Korean market. Asian market. Yeah.
You can see the WhatsApp messages go from you to mother. And can you send me a jar of kimchi, please?
No, we're not allowed. It's
Yeah.
written in like big letters at the gates at the airport, like you're not allowed to take kimchi because
Really?
it can explode
Oh, really?
because it's
Oh, wow.
fermented. Yeah,
Yes,
but
fermented.
some Koreans they do like try and it works, like they to like transfer kimchi or like send kimchi to their daughters or like sons abroad, but it's not really
Well,
a thing to do.
Claire, when you come back to here in July, much has kimchi. It may not be as good as what you know in Korea, but you can
Yeah.
buy a jar of kimchi for about €4.50. So while you are here, you can enjoy this delight. Yeah, it's not bad, actually. It's not bad. Janita, the clock is ticking. You
Yes.
have the last word.
Okay. So the last couple of questions, I will also add it onto the Breeder Spaces somewhere. We'll find a place. And when you have some time, you can answer the last couple of questions. It's also about leaving home, giving advice to someone who's leaving home. So I would definitely focus on that question for Clea, just to add a little bit of advice. So we all have different experiences. We all had a whole different life back then, even though mine was 5 years ago compared to Frank being so long ago. sorry.
That's why I like you so much. You're so
That's
charming. Yeah.
because Frank's old.
Yes, I love you too, Monica.
So I think there's also one last thing that I want you to think about today. What makes your house a home? What makes it a home? What makes it or what makes you feel calm and happy? And what makes you feel free in your home currently? And we can maybe add that onto the Brida space for Clea to have a nice message to take with her. Yes. Okay. So thank you everyone for joining. That was a lot of fun sharing our past experiences. Rosie picked our topics for next month. So when I have that sorted, we will send that through as well. Lot of exciting things happening too.
And
Okay.
next Thursday, the 29th, we, in theory, will have Bohumila with us to talk to us about haikus. We've all been engulfed with these haikus that we've written in the last couple of days, weeks. And we're going to take that to the next level next Thursday, with Bohumila telling us probably a bit about herself as well and her poetry journey, and teaching us maybe the finer art of haiku writing. Not that we need it. I think some of the haikus we have produced are breathtaking. I'm actually thinking of putting together a little booklet of all the haikus that we have written so far. So that might be an idea. We can discuss that. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
See you all
Thank you.
next Thursday. Yep.
Apologies,
Yeah.
you won't be
Yeah.
there, unfortunately.
You won't be there. Well, we'll send you the.
Probably.
Okay. Well, you can always send the podcast, and then you can
Yeah.
catch up with us. Yep.
Yeah. Thank
Okay.
you.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Take
Have a nice
care.
day. Take
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye
Take
bye.
care.
Bye bye.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.